Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is 100% with I Am Blessed, your host, Ms. Tonya Jackson. And I'm so excited to hear the journey of Mr. Quincy Bonds. So today in the news, I want to say rest in peace to my aunt, my mother, both of my aunts, my mother and my cousin. So the month of June is very hard on me and the family, but we do keep pressing on. Also, gospel recording artist, Miss Karen Washington. Rest in paradise, you guys. Relay for Life, where I am Team Captain, Team I Am Blessed, and that is EYEAMBLESS. Team I Am Blessed. So we want to say congrats to all the graduating seniors and college students that are graduating this month. It's a busy month. Our theme for today is love, life, loss, and laughter. Love, life, loss, and laughter. So right now I want to bring to all the listeners out there, and again, if you want to call in, the number is 347-857-2383. That's 347-857-2383. And we're going to introduce Mr. Quincy Bonds. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And like you said, blessed and highly favored, and glad to be here, and glad to be healthy and alive, and so thankful, you know, for you guys bringing me on the show. I really do appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing your journey with us today and taking the time. So I want to get right on into the good stuff for all the listeners that are out there. So let's talk about your childhood growing up.
Okay, well, growing up, you know, I grew up, I was born in Los Angeles, California, and raised in Seattle. My mother, by the time I was like 6 or 7, we moved to Seattle, Washington, and so that's where I grew up on the West Coast in Seattle, and then I moved down here to go to Morehouse College. I moved to Atlanta, Georgia to go to Morehouse. So childhood, you know, I was into a lot of plays. I did productions when I was a kid, you know, which is why I have a kids program now, because I see that it really does make a difference if you start early with that's with anything in life. But so I started, you know, acting and doing plays and things, and I went to Morehouse, and then after graduation, I was kind of bored with my corporate situation, so I went back into film school and writing and took a bunch of classes, and I started writing my own stuff, and then landed a part on Tyler Perry's House of Pain. So it kind of happened like that through a company called FatComedy.com, which is my company and website. Kind of go online and see everything that we've got going on in Atlanta. But that's kind of how it started. That's how I got to where I'm playing right now.
Yes, let's talk about House of Pain. You've answered like 5 of my questions in one in one sentence.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Great. You just said great. My childhood. So I figured I would bring you up to like present, you know. So, I'm still a big kid. I'm still a child sometimes.
5 in one. That's awesome. You've answered 5 in 1 questions. So let's talk about House of Pain. So you stated that you do have formal training. So let's just talk about the Fat Comedy and how you got the casting role for House of Pain and what the name of the character was.
Okay. So I'll just start. I'll go in reverse. The name of the character was Pookie. Pookie and Peanut were Calvin's friends on the show. You know, anytime Calvin was doing something or anytime there was a party or anytime, you know, Calvin needed some homeboy advice, that was us. We would come in and kind of be like comedic relief. And so what happened was I have a company called FatComedy.com, as you mentioned. We book comedians, talent, music. We all manage some of our kid artists. We actually manage them as well. And so with that said, Fat Comedy's been out and about for a while, and they were in town looking for some people to play some parts for a lot of different things that Tyler Perry had coming up. So I met with the casting director, and I told her I could submit, you know, about 15 comedians so she could come down and watch and see their material and decide if maybe they could get an audition. So I submitted all of them, and I submitted myself as well. And so we got a call. A bunch of us got a call to go down to the studio, and, you know, they sent us a script probably about a week ahead of time, pretty lengthy script, and then they gave us a week to all come in and, you know, do what we did. So they told us to pick whichever character that we liked the most of the two characters. And so then we went in, rehearsed, and then just started auditioning, and that's kind of how it all started.
Great. Let's backtrack leading up to House of Pain. Describe some of your odd jobs you had.
Oh, wow. Before well, that's,
you
I
got,
had a lot of art.
Before you got
oh,
to
man,
House
I was
of
a bathroom attendant. I was a server. I was a massage therapist at one point. I still am a DJ. I still DJ currently. And so I've had several odd jobs, everything from, you know, I've worked at old folks. I've worked at retirement homes. I actually had volunteer jobs where I've done that. So it's just, I've been all over the place. And so currently a bartender, and I currently still, if there's a really good gig, I'll still bartender and DJ now. Like, I do colleges and stuff like that, which helps. So I have all my own sound because I wanted to be able to provide the sound for our kids' comedy show. So then I just started DJing. I found my lap.
Wow, that's great. So we have a bucket list here, and just is it some place you would like to travel that you haven't traveled yet?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a bunch of places. Like, I need to go to Europe. I want to go to South Africa. I want to go to Brazil. There's a bunch of places that I'm definitely going to travel, especially Europe, though.
Great. And you mentioned your formal training that led up to House of Pain. So I want to get back into that because it falls with education. So as you were doing the Fat Comedy, we're going to talk about Fat Comedy now. So as you were doing Fat Comedy and you were in your community and it is catered to the youth, correct?
Yeah, but we also do adult shows, too. We have two different divisions. We've got Fat Comedy, which is the website is P-H-A-T, comedy, C-O-M-E-D-Y, and you can check out the information on there about both our kids' show and our adult bookings as well. So, yeah, we have shows during the evening on Wednesdays and Thursday nights here in Atlanta that are adult shows. But our main focus for what we've been doing as far as production and TV shows and casting and things like that, I've been working with our kids program, which started as a television show called Kids Comedy Corner. So they were in Atlanta and they were filming the show and they were looking for a host, someone who could also work with the kids who had an improv background, an acting background. And so I just met with them and they looked at everything and we got together. We've filmed a bunch of episodes, I think 9 episodes of a kids television show where kids compete in the art of stand-up comedy and improv comedy. And so then the show was over, and a lot of the parents and even the kids and the other kids were so interested in what we had done that I decided just to pick the program up. And so Fat Comedy's been in business since 2002, but the Fat Kids has only been in business since 2012.
That is great. And for all the listeners out
there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's how it started. So now we currently train. Right now we're in 4 after-school programs. We're also right now, because it's summer, we're in 3 summer camps. So we stay pretty busy with teaching kids. Improv has been a really big deal lately, especially, you know, it's team building. We're teaching them social skills. We're teaching them problem resolution skills. We're teaching them how to listen. It's a lot of things that come out of getting on stage and actually performing as a kid. Like I said, I started as a kid, so I kind of see the advantage.
Yes, and we want to definitely get the information out, so if you could give Again, if you could repeat all social media, the website, and as well as your booking number for our listeners.
Yes, everything is Fat Comedies, PHATCOMEDY, on there. Information about the kids' comedy shows on there, our classes, how to sign kids up, it's on there. Also, you're going to find information about, I've got an independent film coming out, that trailer is on there. Our YouTube page is also Fat Comedy, as well as our Instagram is at Fat Comedy. Twitter is also Fat Comedy. So everything's Fat Comedy. We want to streamline it, make it easy for you guys to find us. Like I said, the kids' show has been the most fun we've done. High schools, we do a retirement home. We have that booked again next week. It's a dementia care center. And we have kid magicians and stuff, so they bring us in to do a little show for the elderly. So it's actually a really good time.
Okay. We're very goal-orientated here. So what would be your goal as far as where do you see the comedy on as well as the youth and adult? Where do you see it in 2 to 3 years?
Well, like I said, the main focus has always been to get the TV show, to get the show picked up and put on air. So that's always been the goal. So definitely by then, that's well within our reach. I'll be in L.A. Next month, just meeting with some people about the show. They saw the footage and they loved it. So our whole idea has always been to get this thing, because it started as a television show. We saw that it can be done and filmed. So that's kind of been the goal, as we've been shooting the kids, traveling, doing shows in different countries and states, and also showing us in dementia care centers. It's got us on stage at 3 different comedy clubs, everywhere from Punchline to Uptown to the Improv Comedy Club, which is where we are now. The last Saturday of every month, we have a kids' comedy show where it's kids really age 6 years old up to 19 are actually performing stand-up comedy and improv comedy that they wrote, and we get a bunch of comedians to sit down with them and kind of go over their material and help them out. So we're actually also a nonprofit, so we've been working with kids from homeless outreach centers to I do a private lesson with a group of Jewish kids in a Jewish subdivision because they can't come to my rehearsal on Saturdays, but they really loved our show. So we're doing a lot, and we're just trying to stay busy. So the ultimate goal is to obviously stay booked, stay busy, keep our program growing, and kids signing up and people who see it wanting to be involved and figure out how to get our program, connected with something they might be doing with kids. That's been the goal. People have been real supportive of the kids' performance, of the kids, and they come out, and it's our best show by far.
Great. Name some of the people, because I know you deal with all different personalities, with adults and the children. So name some people that you would like to work with, and for either the adults or the youth to work with.
Well, I would work with anybody. It's going to be a good time, especially if we're on a set. It's just being on set, there's no other feeling like it. So for me, I always say just everybody. But if there were some people that I would love to work with, definitely people like, Kevin Hart, the Will Smiths of the world, the top-notch, actors and actresses, definitely like Gabrielle Union and people like that. So I hate to be so plain about it, but I would work with anybody. I can work with anybody. I don't think I've ever been on set and ever not had a good time. Every time has been the time of my life. So.
Okay. So we want, for all the listeners out there tuning in, again, the number is 347-857-2383. And we are live in the studio. Ms. Madeline, I know you're listening. I want to say congrats to you because you are in a new studio. So I wanted to say congrats to you also. So with your up-and-coming, could you talk to me about your up-and-coming projects that you have? Maybe I know we're in June and it's about ending, so maybe July and up?
Well, yeah. Well, like I said, what I did was on YouTube is a trailer for a movie I did called Flipping Out. And it's online. It's an independent film. And the trailer, the 3.5-minute trailer is online right now. The movie is set to be finished right around September. Because, you know, nobody wants to go to movie premiere in the heat. So we're going to wait till right around September, and then right when summer's over and it starts to get a little bit cooler in the fall, and we're going to do a release for the film here in Atlanta. Called Flipping Out, FLIPPINOUT, the movie. And if you go to factcomedy.com, it's a lot of that information is on the site as well, so you don't have to go but one place.
Okay. All right, and who's the director, Quincy?
I directed it, I wrote it, I acted in it. I'm trying to pull out trying to pull a Tyler Perry. Yeah, there's a lot more work than I thought.
Great.
I don't know if I'm not sure I'll ever try it again, but it was it's definitely humbling, and I mean it's a lot to try to take on. But I wanted to do it. Your first film, you know, you always wanna kinda do it yourself so you can see everything that is involved. And then you know also what it is that you definitely cannot do without when you make that film. So.
Yeah, so you were putting your film education to work, huh?
Oh, yeah, I had to, yeah. That was the reason I kind of took classes and did the work. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to put it to use. So. And overall, I'm very happy about the film. It's a different type of film. If you go watch the trailer, it's it is rated PG-13.
Definitely will. So all the listeners out there, go ahead and mention it again.
Yes, ma'am.
See the trailer.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, Flipping Out the Movie. Or you can just, if you Google me, it comes up. You put my name in it also. We'll bring that up.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Leave some comments. Let me know what you think. Always open for suggestions. Trust me, we need them.
Great. Ms. Madeline, I'm going to cue you in. All right. You're live, Ms. Madeline. I want to know if you had a question for Mr. Bond.
Yes. Hi. How are you? Thank you.
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, wonderful.
Good. Where did you get your passion? I know you're working with kids, but where does that come from? I mean, is that...
Well... You know, first of all, I think there's a lot of things there. When I was younger, growing up in Seattle, we had, you know, my father wasn't around, but I had so many mentors, so many wonderful people in my life that honestly, kind of didn't matter. It was actually better that he wasn't. So I really just think from the people that have always, you know, pulled me aside and kind of given me little speeches along the way, and everybody from, you know, and since I don't have kids, I also work with kids. That kind of started because I've always known I kind of would figure out a way to give back. You know, it's always been my thing. I always want to work and play at the same time. You know,
right.
For me, it's the ultimate formula. You know, it's like, well, you know, you want to be able to work and let your inner child out as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So the next step, and then obviously the rest was kind of on God, because getting the call to do the TV show, you know, that had I not done that, I probably wouldn't be working with kids right now. So.
Oh, wow. Great.
Because,
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, it's actually a blessing, because had I not been, I probably would be in the adult market as far as stand-up and all that.
Okay.
Things, but I'm not, and I don't have any intentions on it at this point.
What about your fatcomedy.com? How did that come about?
Like I said, in 2002, I was at Whole World Theater, which is an improv comedy house in Atlanta, wonderful improv, some of the best improv in the nation. The same people who started Second City out of Chicago are the people who started this particular company. So after that, we got bored. We were doing improv for about 5 years, and a group of us were like, you know what, let's try our hand at stand-up.
I know, right?
We had gotten bored, you know, and we were doing improv 5 years, so it was like, what's the progression, you know, to getting noticed? Because nobody notices improv actors. No one's really doing a bunch of improv shows. There's a bunch of stand-up shows. So kind of came to that point. So we, a bunch of us got together, and, you know, we needed to come up with a name just based on the trend at the time was fat. Everything was baby fat, fat farm. We're like, fat comedy, why not? So
right.
It was just that simple. It wasn't even really thought out, you know, but we just liked the idea and the name and the logo. So.
Well, thank you for doing the things that you do. I mean, staying positive and giving the kids something to do that's positive. So just thank you for all of the things that you do for the support of your community.
Oh, yeah, thank
and
you.
Even though
like
you're not a father, happy Father's Day anyway.
Rod, I feel like I am, though. You have no idea. The amount of kids we work with right now,
I'm
probably in front of 150 kids every week. And it's like,
wow.
We break it up. We break it up into sessions.
Great. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like I said, I love it. It's honestly, you know, of all the things I could be doing, I feel like, you know, this is probably the best and the most rewarding. Aside from actually just acting, you know, sometimes, you know, I want to be the boss, I just want to listen and work.
Right.
And that's acting. But then when you're also, you know, you're the producer.
Okay.
And everything else.
Right.
It's work. It's actually work, but it's fun work, you know. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much. And that's all my questions.
All right. Well, thank you so much, you guys. Like I said, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you.
Yes, again, Mr. Quincy Barnes, we want to thank you for taking the time out to share your journey. Again, for everybody tuning in, this is Mr. Quincy Barnes. And I want to thank you again for taking the time out. And this is your host of 100% with I Am Blessed, Tanya Jackson. So I just, again, I want to thank you and continue peace and blessings to you. So before we close again, go ahead and mention your website and your booking information and your social media.
Everything's Fat Comedy, Instagram, fatcomedy.com. Booking information is all on the website. You go to Fat Comedy and look at booking, it all comes up. So that's all. Just reach out. Fatcomedy.com is the source for everything.
Great. And all the listeners out there, look at the trailer on YouTube, Flipping Out, correct?
Yes, FLIPPINOUT, flipping out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Now, thank you guys. And I look forward to being on the show again.
Awesome. We will definitely have you. We will definitely have you. Thanks for taking the time out. Well, we are going to be ending a little early today. We have about 7 minutes. So for everybody out there, I just want to say if you're dealing with a domestic violence situation, if you're in a situation, continue to seek help. There is help out there. There is help out there. Continue to seek help. I just want to say that encouragement for all the listeners. And again, Ms. Madeline, I thank you for everything that you do. And we, like I said, we depend on each other. We are a tag team. And again, I am your host, Tanya Jackson, and this is 100% with I Am Blessed. And that is EYEAMBLESS. And you can reach me on all social media at EYEAMBLESS. My email is same thing, EYEAMBLESS at gmail.com. Booking number is 757-679-5396. Everybody have a good evening. Thank you for tuning in.